Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, Sunday, November 18th. We are joined by my sister, Denise, and she's going to share some beauty news with you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. Tonight, just wanted to put out a quick reminder, if you haven't heard by now, we will be having a Black Friday sale on at Illusions Beauty Twitter page. So follow us on Twitter, and we'll probably throw something out there on Facebook as well. But mainly you'll see some sale items go up all day throughout the day on Friday on Twitter. So just follow at Illusions Beauty if you're not following us already, and pay close attention to that page for our Black Friday deals for Illusions Cosmetics. And also, we are having a contest that ends on November 22nd. So if you want to enter this contest, you can go out to the Illusions Beauty blog, which is Beauty Talk with Illusions, at beautytalkwithillusions.blogspot.com. And basically, I guess I should tell you all what you're going to win first. It's going to be a copy of Tia Dansler's new DVD, Celebrity Makeup Artist Tia Dansler, Red Carpet Beauty Secrets, a step-by-step makeup instructional. Now, in order to enter your name to win this DVD, you have to go out to the Beauty Talk blog, which is, again, beautytalkwithillusions.blogspot.com, and follow that blog. If you're already a follower of that blog, you can like our Facebook fan page, which is Beauty Talk with Illusions Online Radio. And if you're already liking that fan page, you can follow us on Twitter at @beauty_talk. You can also go out and follow at Illusions Beauty if you aren't already. Again, that's at @beauty_talk or at Illusions Beauty. And actually, the more pages you like or follow, the more chances you'll have to win. So, again, the contest is running through November 22nd, and that's for a chance to win Tia Dansler's new DVD, Red Carpet Beauty Secrets, a step-by-step makeup instructional. Again, you can go to our blog, which is, again, beautytalkwithillusions.blogspot.com, or our Facebook page, which is Beauty Talk with Illusions Online Radio, or follow us on Twitter at @beauty_talk. More at Illusions Beauty.
All right, and just to remind those of you who are listening, the call-in number for tonight, if you have questions for our guests or if you want to make a comment, the number is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. So tonight we want to welcome our guest to the show, Elise Neal. Welcome to the show, Elise.
Hello, how are you?
We are fine. How are you?
I am good. I am good.
Yeah, glad to have you on with us tonight.
Thank you.
We just want to jump right into the conversation. Will you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and just tell us, how you got started in entertainment?
Okay, well, you know, what, you got 5 hours? Well, you know, I'm born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. From a very, very early age, I'd say about 5 or 6 years old, I wanted to be in entertainment. I did not want to be an actress. My goal was to be the next Debbie Allen, was really what I wanted to do, my first goal right now, right? And, you know, I studied tap, jazz, ballet. I was in the Tennessee Ballet Company. We used to do a lot of fairs back in Memphis, Tennessee. The Mid-South Festival was like a great place for when you were a dancer and a singer to perform. And, you know, I used to do that a lot. I was like a mainstay. It doesn't even exist anymore, but we had a theme park called Liberty Land theme park that I used to do a lot of the shows and things like that in. And I went to Overton High School, which is really the only performing arts high school in Memphis, Tennessee, and got a scholarship straight from there, went to the College of the Arts in Philadelphia, and soon after that, like, moved to New York to start my dream of being a performer. And basically, I have traveled all over the world as a performer. From everywhere, from Paris to Belgium to Japan to great places like Monte Carlo. I've actually performed on stages at all these beautiful places. I have 3 passports, and I feel like a world traveler from that experience, and feel like it made me a well-rounded individual. Some of the time in New York, you know, of course, a lot of people, you know, you start to meet other people who are doing other things in entertainment, and I can't even remember who it was, but somebody was very much like, you know, you have good personality, you should try to do commercials or something. And I was like, all right, you know, okay. So I started auditioning for commercials, and, you know, then it became like I was doing like 5 to 6 commercials a year, and really being known as a girl who was out there doing a lot of commercials. And I decided to take an acting class just so I could be even better at the speaking commercials. Like, they didn't come easy for me, like the speaking commercials. So I decided to take, like, a, you know, little actor's workshop to be better at the speaking commercials. And I think at first it was the fact that it was a challenge to do something different and be good at something different. So I started, you know, studying acting, and I really fell in love with it and started auditioning, and still living in New York and still doing, you know, my gigs as a performer. And, I've actually even been on Broadway and did that whole thing. And then I got a job. My first big job was on a soap opera. And I think what happened is I told myself, I'm going to go to L.A. and I'm going to see what happens and start auditioning more for roles and things like that. And if, you know, something happens, great. If not, you know, hey, I know I already perform everywhere, so we'll see what happens. And I think it was like 2 months after I decided to come to L.A., I ended up booking a soap opera that brought me back to New York. My first job was in New York for about a year almost. I did a soap opera that's, you know, not even around anymore, called Loving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. For ABC, yes.
I remember that.
So, you know, that was really kind of my journey into the career that I have now. It was really something, I won't say it fell in my lap, because I definitely took it seriously. I definitely studied really hard. I had great teachers. I did a lot of stage plays. I did a lot of the things that I feel all actors should do. You know how to command a stage performance of a play and be comfortable on stage, but then also know how to be in front of a camera. Like, I did all of the studying, and I still study, you know, something that I'm an advocate of, knowing your craft well. So that began my journey as an actress that you guys know me today, you know. So.
And you were great, by the way, in the episode of
Scandal.
Scandal, thank you. I'm going blank.
No problem. No, thank you
recently.
So much. It was a lot of fun. You know, it's kind of crazy. Like, I just recently got my website back up and running, which is Elise-Neal.com. Elise-Neal.com is the website. And basically kind of refreshing my resume to see what I was going to, you know, put on the site. And it's like, wow, I have done 7 TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
I just get around and count them. I just kind of like, you know, do my job. So kind of like just trying to refresh it. It's just like, wow, I've been on 7 shows. It's pretty crazy, especially since it wasn't what I thought I would be doing. And sometimes, you know, all the time, in the back of my head, I think I'm a performer first and really still enjoy performing. But, you know, it's been really crazy, a great ride, an amazing ride. And to do something on Scandal that was so mean was so much fun because, you know, I've been doing this for a while and people see me a lot of times as a very sweet one and, you know, you get kind of known for being the girlfriend and the wife and you don't always get an opportunity to play something that's a little bit different that you know you can play, but, you know, it doesn't fall in your lap easy. So for that for me to be asked to do that was just like, wow, this is going to be so much fun and juicy. And I loved every single minute of it. It was great. It was great. And it was so well received. And everybody's like, I want to see you play more bad girls. I'm like, okay, you know, we'll try to make that work. Yeah, I was a trending topic on Twitter. It was crazy. I didn't even expect that type of response. I just thought, wow, I saw a lot of it before it aired, and I was like, oh, wow, this actually came out really cool, and that's really all I thought about it. But it was really a big deal.
Well, I will say, Elise, that you talk about being on 7 different shows, and I will say that a lot of the things that we've seen you on, a lot of those television shows we've seen you on, have been successful shows, and they've, you know, come on TV, and they've been around for a while,
yeah,
which is a great thing. And then you also talked about your performing, and I know about the group Assorted Flavors. Are you still working with that, or?
Well, what I decided with Assorted Flavors is, you know, what was to be the best thing to make it really stick in this world that moves so fast and whatnot in terms of what people will stick to and want to watch and all of those things. And it was just something that literally just came to me one day. I was like, you know what, I should try to just write something about me and my journey and put the group in it. And, you know, and I kid you not, it took me about like 5 days to get a really good template for a script.
Mm-hmm.
And I called a girlfriend of mine named Robin Thede, who's a really great friend of mine, but also a great writer who's really making a lot of waves here in Hollywood herself. You know, so, but I knew that. I'll say I knew that before everybody else did. Now she really is somebody that people go to as a writer, but, you know, as a friend of mine, I've always respected her work before, I guess you could say, Hollywood did. So to make a long story short, I asked Robin to, you know, come along and help me write it, but it's really a movie that I created. It's my first script that I've written. It's called Timeless, that basically chronicles a woman who works at a dance school and has a man that loves her and wants their career, their lives together to go further. And she just still has these dreams and hopes of doing something more with herself and her life. And at night she performs with her sassy group, which will be the Assorted Flavors. And, you know, it's about a push and pull of love and relationship, family and jealousy and, you know, lots of great dance numbers and music. Like, I'm very proud of the script.
That's great. Well, let's move on a little bit to talk about beauty, but I still want to kind of bring a little bit of some of the things that you said into the beauty conversation as well. In your opinion, how does Hollywood define beauty?
That's a good question. I'm going to say this. I think the best thing about knowing that you're beautiful, because we all are beautiful, mm-hmm. is especially if you desire to be in Hollywood, is not let anyone tell you that you're beautiful. You've got to know what you have and know how to work with who you are and what you have to the best of your ability. And I'm completely 100% an advocate of that. And I have always been a girl who didn't need anyone to tell me I was cute, whether mm-hmm. I felt cute or not. That's just how I see life. You know, I've always been a woman who doesn't want to put a stigma on an individual's beauty, because everyone is beautiful. You just have to feel it for your own self and not look to be vindicated by someone or Hollywood or New York or wherever to tell you that you are. And you'll go a lot further in life. And to me, this job and this Hollywood thing that we do, I'm not one that waits for anyone else to classify my beauty. You have to take the reins and be look in the mirror and feel good about yourself and believe that you are.
So what would you say Hollywood, how does Hollywood define it? I mean, do you think they've set a certain standard in regards to beauty?
See, that's a tough question because, I mean, there's so many different diverse types of women that do stuff, you know, so it's kind of hard for me. I would say no. You may ask somebody else and they would say yes, but I would say no. I will say this. You have your Viola Davises, you have your Zoe Saldanas, you have your Kerry Washingtons, you have your Oprah Winfreys, you have so many different types of women who are beautiful. You have, you know, you have your Scarlett Johansson's, you have Eva Longoria's, you have so many different types of beauty. And I think, again, it's really something that you have to define for yourself. And what I would say about it is the women that I think, you know, personify that the best are the ones who carry themselves in a way that, you know, it doesn't really matter what anyone else says or thinks. And you can almost feel that. You can almost sense it coming from the people that, you know, are successful out here. But I will at the same time say, you know, Hollywood is a world that is not run all the way by us African Americans. And you have to go into the business of show believing in yourself and knowing that you've got the goods and knowing that you look hot and not expect anybody to tell you that and not let Hollywood define that for you. You have to come with your presence and make your presence stand out in the midst of every race.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, to me, that's the most important. I have to do it for myself, and I feel that for myself. I've been lucky to do shows that were not necessarily black. Most of the shows that I do are not necessarily black. I've done movies that were not necessarily, were not for an African-American, but I've booked them. You know,
mm-hmm.
And again, I'll say it's because you have to, If you're comfortable in the skin and the beauty that you have, nothing can stop you.
Right.
So it's hard for me who never classifies a standard on looks to have any other answer to that question.
No. Let's talk a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have a question?
No, I just said, you know, that's all.
Although it was you talking, I thought that was my sister saying something. And let me just say this really quickly. In the chat room, they are talking about how great you look.
Ah, cool.
And they say it's obvious that you take very good care of yourself. But I just wanted you to know what they're saying about you.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, who knows? You know, I feel like you have to look. This goes again with the philosophy that I have about life, really. And it's like I'm only going to be here for however long God wants me to be. So it's better for me to take care of the time and do the best that I can for myself while I'm here. Now, that doesn't mean I don't like spare ribs every now and then. But, you know, I'm one that likes to drink a lot of water. You're talking to a woman who for years of my life spent 6 hours a day easy performing or dancing, from ballet class to jazz class to, you know, tap class. So an hour at a gym or an hour at a workout class a day is like nothing. It's the
let
least I can do for my body. Yeah.
Let me ask you that, since you mentioned it. Do you still take dance classes just as a way of working out?
I completely still take dance classes. And I'm a little bit mad right now because I think the last month I have not. But 100%, you know, I still have to be, I would say, in a decent amount of shape because I still do things with the group or I'm still – striving to get that the film made. We're halfway there, so I don't want to be all the way left and then have to go 100% to get myself together. So yeah, but I mean, it's also fun for me. I like to pop up in a ballet class. I like to JR didn't invite me. The choreographer for J-Lo is a great friend of mine, and you know, I'll pop into something that he's doing hopefully soon. And, you know, I like to pop up in a class and get my groove on and, you know, do a combination or two, and definitely do ballet classes because it keeps my joints limber. And, you know, I like to do Pilates and things like that. Plus, I like to mix it up. Like, I like to work out a lot, so I like to do different things sometimes.
Cool.
You sound so excited about that.
I'm like, hey, you go for it.
Yes, at least she's the one who doesn't like to do all the working out all the time.
It's a necessity of life. I'll say this without sounding crass. It's the best thing you can do for your body so that you feel limber and that you feel good about yourself without your clothes on. I'll just say that, and I can just move on. We'll move on.
Right. We have a question. We have a question, Elise, from the chat room, and Santara is wanting to know, what is your beauty regimen? What do you do every day?
Well, first of all, thanks for the question. Again, I think a workout is just great for your overall body. It's good for your endorphins, so you don't feel depressed if you're having a bad day. It's good for your skin, and I drink a lot of water. I am 100% one of those girls who will spend 2 hours in a CVS or whatever because I just like seeing new products and what's new and what can I try this in my skin or shoot. Same thing with a Sephora. Like, you have to drag me out of those stores. It's because I talk to the sales reps and I ask, like, what's the new thing that, you know, you just got in that, you know, you want to tell people that they should try. And I'll talk to them. it's really something that I'm into. It's not just something that I do, but I feel like you definitely have to. I mean, this is so basic, but I know so many women that don't do it. Definitely have to wake up in the morning and, you know, wash your face and know your skin type. And, you know, definitely have to take your makeup off at night and really wash the makeup and don't go to bed with your makeup on. You know, it's really kind of simple, but I know so many women that won't do it, you know. And people go, well, how does your skin like that? Looks like that. It's like, well, because I wash it. Because I have friends that will just, you know, have fun and then pass out, you know. And it's like, your skin, all of that stuff that you're leaving on your skin, even if you don't wear a lot of makeup, the dirt from the day, and you popping your head against a pillow, it's a zit waiting to happen. And I like the fact that I can keep my skin clear, you know.
Right.
Really.
So what do you use? What do you use to cleanse and moisturize with?
And again, that's why I tell people to, you know, make sure that they know their skin type. But you know, I'm an older woman, so for me, I like a lot of products with vitamin C. I like a lot of things that have a, you know, a nice scrub to them. I did a little bit of microdermabrasion scrubs and things like that, just to really get, you know, in my pores, especially when I'm working, just get all the makeup out of my pores, because I think that's the key, keeping your pores as small as possible and keeping all the dirt off of your skin as much as you can without, like, stripping your skin of its natural oils is, to me, the best way you can go.
Someone from the chat room wants to know if you have a Clarisonic.
And you know what? Thank you for asking that question, because my sister and I were just having this conversation the other day. She was in the, I think she was in Sephora, and for years I've been asking her to, you know, talk to me about some skincare. And, you know, I could say, she finally called me, this is my older sister, finally called me and was like, okay, I'm in Sephora right now, like, what should I get? And, you know, I was telling her, you know, talk to the person, like, find your skin type, and she did all of that, and then she got the product, and she said, I want to get this Clarisonic. I'll say two things about a Clarisonic. I had a Clarisonic. It's a great product. But people, you do not have to spend $200 on a Clarisonic to clean your skin. You can go to your neighborhood Rite Aid, CVS, or whatever. Get I think it's Neutrogena has like a nice little scrub. CVS,
yep.
I think, has their own little scrubber. You don't have to spend $200 on a Clarisonic tube. They do pretty much the same thing.
Right, exactly. And even you don't even need a little scrubber. You can just use a scrub product itself to do the same thing.
Well, you could and you can't, but it's to me, I'll say this. Like, I have the Neutrogena scrubber, and I don't use it every day, but I do use it, you know, 3 times a week, and it does get in those little pockets and things like that a little bit more than just using, you know, a scrub. It does, but you can just use the scrub, you know, every other day or something. So, and don't just, you know, take the natural oils off your skin. Like, you know, take a day and give it a rest, and then just cleanse your face, and then go from there. And I'm trying to not say products, because I don't want people to just go and purchase products that I use, because their skin type may not be the same as mine.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad you answered that, because some people were wondering, about that, like if there were any particular products, but.
I don't want to do that. But Lee said that she used, and it's like, okay, well, you may have oily skin, and I don't have oily skin. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that.
But see, I'm glad you pointed that out, because that's a big problem that I have with, like you know, YouTube videos and things like that. When people watch those videos, I mean, they basically take what these people are saying as law. You know, like, okay, she also used this on her eye, and this is how it turned out. So if I go get that same eyeshadow and do the same exact thing, it's going to look the same way, and it normally doesn't.
And, I mean, I really am an advocate because, hey, you know, my goal would be down the line is to have skincare. That's really one of the things I'm really passionate about, is having my own skincare and really teaching women how to, you know, take care of their skin in a way that works best for them. You know, everybody does not use the same thing and it gets the same result. So, you know, you have to know your skin type, because that was just one thing that used to drive me crazy about my sisters. I'm like, just go ask them. Like, just go. They will tell you. They will help you figure it out. Like, well, what do you use? I'm not going to tell you. Why are you not going to tell me? The argument. This is me and my sister for years. So, so it's like, I'm not, because I've seen her skin. I look in her face and I know her skin is not the same. You know what I mean? So, because I knew what would be next after she tried my products and they didn't work on her, you know, I would get all the flack from that. So I was not going to do that, but I definitely know that that's part of the battle. You have to know your skin type and use things that work great on your skin. I'm not going to tell somebody. My eyes are, you know, they kind of go around and they kind of do interesting things that, like, I know when I, when makeup artists and stuff, they have to put eyelashes and stuff on me. You know, they have to go down in the corners of my eyes and do certain things. So I know, you know, I can't tell people that what I use or how I use it is going to be right for them. They have to try things and make sure that they're right for your skin.
Well, speaking of makeup, what is there one particular feature that you like to play up the most when doing your makeup or when having your makeup done?
That's a good question. No, because it kind of depends. Like, I kind of like to, you know, it depends. Like, okay, red carpet, it just depends on the outfit. Or, you know, and if the outfit is bold, I probably will go softer with everything on my face. Or or maybe if I'm just going to do like a red lip day, then, you know, it may just be pretty neutral. Or if I'm just going to do neutral lips, it's probably going to be more color on the eye. But I like to experiment and play with color and different things like that. And it's kind of my mood. Like right now, I just came from, like, you know, doing a little bit of light shopping, and that everyday look is probably like a MAC blush and a MAC lip gloss, and I can't go anywhere without mascara. That's the one thing if I was on a desert island, I would ask for mascara. That would be the one thing I pray was that made it across the ocean. But, yeah, mine is more in the mood, you know, what I'm feeling like.
So what's your favorite pair of lashes?
See, it depends. It depends. Like, and I mean, you guys are, you know, the experts in that. So I don't know. I know that it's like the number 15, 34. I don't know. I don't know all of that. Okay, I know y'all know. I don't know all of that. I just know when I'm doing a red carpet, I like it to be a little bit bigger and bolder than, say, if I'm doing, like, you know, like if I'm doing Scandal. We did do a lash on me, but it was like something very light, like a light lash on me. So it just depends, you know. I'm going to go with the flow and the what's going down with the lashes. But I like lashes a lot. I don't like to do work or do red carpets without lashes.
Got it. Well, let's talk a little bit about hair.
Okay.
You know, and when I was thinking about, you know, the questions that I wanted to ask about hair tonight, for some reason I thought about Chris Rock's his documentary.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, what is the big deal with African-American women and their hair?
Okay, I'm so glad you asked this question, because I people, you know, always kind of look at that. And me too, because it was hilarious. Like, I love that documentary. And, you know, I'll say a couple of things. I have no idea what the big deal is about hair, except for, very glad that you brought that movie up, is something that was said in that movie that sticks in my head, you know, all these years. Chris was in the barbershop with all the brothers talking about black women and white women and the whole thing and the hair. And the one brother said one of the reasons why he does not date a lot of black women is because he felt, and I remember this, I mean, so vividly, and I think about it a lot, you know, so vividly. He says one of the reasons why he doesn't date a lot of black women is because, you know, if they have a weave and things like that, they feel like they can't be as close to them and get all in their hair. And then there's women who are like, don't touch my hair, black women, he said, you know. Don't touch my hair. I just got my hair done. You don't mess my weave. Don't be in my weave or whatever. And that was one of the reasons why he started dating white women. And I was like, oh, that is really interesting.
But
I think it,
too.
Yeah, because I don't care.
Right.
And I'll say this, though. I do think it's wrong for any woman, white, black, Puerto Rican, or whatever, to be like, I just got my hair done, don't touch my hair. I will say that. And I think that's the thing. You can't be, I mean, you can't be with a man and be like, don't touch me. I mean, then that's going to be a turnoff.
Exactly.
You know, and it's just like if I was with a guy and he was like, don't touch me, I would be like, okay, well, I'm not going to touch you. You know, and that is where I think, you know, for me, I disagree. If my hair just got done and I'm going to be with this guy, too bad, I'm going to have to get it fixed, okay, or whatever, or just deal with it. Or for me, I think one of the things that, you know, my friends will always say about me, well, at least if somebody messes up your hair, you know how to do your hair. I don't know how to do my hair. I'm thinking, well, figure out how to do your hair, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, yeah, you have to be, it's a push and pull. But I will also say, I think a lot of men, I won't just say black men, can be so hypocritical because they will love Nicki Minaj and they will love Beyonce and they will love a Kardashian and all of them got weaves in the head, extensions in the hair. So I think, you know, this is why you have to be a woman who knows that you are beautiful. Because you can't go through life making, like we just discussed, Hollywood or someone validate your beauty. If you walk and talk and know that you are feel great about yourself, then people will feel great about you. If you walk and talk and be timid about somebody touching your hair or whatever, then that's going to make them not feel so good about you. You know, this life and beauty to me is all the same. And you have to just own it. I'm like, yeah, I got a weave. You know, it's a weave. And then, you know, I'm the type of person that also make a joke and say, you know, you get different women with me all the time because it'll be short, it'll be long, it'll be blonde, it'll be dark, it'll be because I like to experiment with my hair. So you got to just deal with it, you know what I'm saying? But I don't feel weird again. I guess that's the thing. You know, it doesn't usually become a big problem for me because I don't feel weird about it. I don't feel weird about my hair.
Right.
So that leads me to ask you, how did this collection of lace front wigs and weaves come about for you?
Well, first of all, there's no wigs involved in my collection. No wigs at all.
Okay.
I know California Lace, and that's another thing she's working on, you know, because she's working on making the Hollywood Belle more prominent on her site. California Lace Wigs and Weaves makes lace fronts, lace fronts and this and that and everything else. But I was approached by them to do my own line of weave product hair. It's only for weaves. It's only three colors right now for in the Hollywood Belle collection. And I took a lot of time, and as you can see, I'm really into beauty and stuff like that. Like, I like finding out what's hot and what's going on with all things beauty. And, you know, I just kind of started looking at a lot of different hair that I saw in magazines on different celebrities and this and that. And I just was like, I know people and even hairstylists that I've talked to, they love when there's a little bit of a dark root to the hair, if that means they're even gonna, and I've done it myself before my collection came about, you know, spend the time to dye it and just dye it like 3 inches from the root so it's still dark and then it's light at the bottom and did all these processes to make it look like that. So I decided that that's what we should do. If we're going to do a collaboration, it should be basically, it's really kind of my own take on it, but it's not necessarily an ombre. An ombre, of course, goes down a little further, but it's kind of like a two-tone / ombre, just basically leaving a lot of the root with a darker base and then having the rest of the hair a lighter color. And people love it. You know, I was just at Soul Train presenting, and people absolutely, I have it in my hair right now. People absolutely love it. I'm wearing the middle of the range color right now. So we basically have a super blonde, which a lot of the ads and things like that I did the Super Blonde for, and then we have the, as you say, the middle brown tone that I have in my head right now, and then we also have it to a red tone.
Cool. And so they're working on getting more hair types, I should say, in the collection.
Well, no, what she's doing is, you know, she, of course, she's been around already for years. So she's making it a little bit more prominent on the her website. The
her
fact
website,
that, you
okay.
know, we have this. She already had her site and already had it up and coming. It's on there, but it's not prominent, but we're working on getting it more prominent.
How did the name come about? Was that something you were able to
The whole collection is, you know, my design.
Okay.
So I thought, you know, shoot, that's me. I'm a, I'm in Hollywood and I'm a Southern Belle. So,
gotcha.
You know, so I came up with the idea of the type of hair and the what it should look like and tested it. And then I came up with the name and, you know, it is what it is. So you could go to either, you know, Elise#Neil.com and click on the Hollywood Belle link. And it'll take you right to the site. It's really small at the bottom right now, but she's working on fixing it and making it prominent. And of course, as soon as you click the link at the bottom, it takes you into her site and takes you to the Hollywood Belle site, and you can buy it from there.
Right. Gotcha. And how is it doing? How much? I know that you've had some feedback from it, but are other celebrities wearing it?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of celebrities wearing it that I know of. I mean, but I've had people, like, I've, you know, been places and people say, I'm going to go and do it when I get home or buy it when I get home. So I don't know. You know, I just think it's a really good product. I mean, the feel of the hair is really nice. It's not too light that it's too silky. It's not any of those things. It's really a nice quality hair. I'm very proud of it, and again, I did test it myself before it was available to be bought to the masses, and I would have definitely, as a woman who has worn a weave forever, I would not be endorsing a product that was not good.
Right.
And I wouldn't be wearing it in my head right now.
Right.
In my head right
speaking
now.
Of, speaking of, you're saying you've been wearing a weave forever. How important is it for you to protect your real hair as an actress?
You know, I've only done a couple of roles where I've done my own hair, and that was toward the beginning. Then the more TV I started to do, it's just because in the beginning I was doing a lot more movies, only movies, and so it's really hard to have my own hair out and be working 4 years on a TV show. I would be bald. I do my best to protect my own hair. I do my best to, you know, take it out and let it breathe and condition it and do all of that before we have to, you know, put it all back into the weave again. And, you know, I don't know, maybe one day I'll do my own hair, but it becomes too cumbersome because, you know, I like to work out, then I got to go to the gym, and then it's like my hair is going to start rising, and you know, it becomes too much unless I'm just getting ready to sit down and just not work out for like a week, which is probably not going to happen anytime soon, then, you know, I'm not going to be debuting my own hair.
Right.
No, but it's fine.
You see, you know, a lot of actresses, because, you know, with working every day and having to put heat on it every day, you know, they're always looking for options and ways to protect their hair. So, therefore, there goes the weave, the wig.
Yeah, and people,
you know,
weaves, wigs, clips. And even with different roles, you know, it could be a period piece or whatever, then, you know, then you're doing a wig or whatever. And I honestly just think it's all fine. I think it's all about experimentation. And I love to have my hair look, if I could have my hair look different every week, I would.
You would, right.
It would just be fun for me, you know. It's really not that big of a deal to me, I guess.
Right.
Now, speaking of having a different hairstyle every week, what is your favorite hairstyle, because a lot of people in the chat room are talking about how nice your bobs look.
I love my bob, I got to say. I did. You might see me debut the bob again. It was pretty hot. I liked the bob a lot. It was fun. But I'm going to be honest, I felt like as soon as, this is going to just be funny, but as soon as I did it, I felt like then everybody was doing it, then I didn't want to do it no more.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, I feel like I was first with it, and I was the first one who had the bob, like the sexy bob or whatever. Then it was like, oh, everybody's doing it. Okay, well, then I got this. I'm doing something else. I don't want to do it because everybody was doing it. But I really did like my bob, so you'll see it again. It'll come back around. Maybe I'll debut it on the new show when we haven't touched on that yet. But, yeah, I have a new show on TV One called Bells, which was I promise you, was a coincidence. I was already talking to California Lace about doing the hit. We've been talking about it since not January, but like February or March. So, but then I got the show May. So it was already in the works because I was like, oh, I'm a Southern Belle, you know. And then I ended up getting a TV show called Bells.
Right.
So the show Bells is going to be on TV One. We start back up in January. It's myself, Keith David, who is crazy, and Tammy Roman, and a lot of people are like, Tammy Roman's an actress? I met Tammy Roman years and years ago, actually doing a movie with Tammy. So, yeah, I know her before I knew her from basketball-wise as an actress. So, you know, we'd done a movie together, like this Nas movie we did years and years ago. And that's when I first met her. So it's no surprise to me, but I think people will be surprised. And, she was really good. She's been doing it for quite some while. So who else am I? Ella Joyce plays the cook of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So we have such
love
a great
Ella.
Such a great cast, and we had so much fun. We did a couple of episodes so that the network could see if they liked it and they wanted to continue, and they did, and so we'll be continuing, and it'll start airing in January sometime thereafter, but I'll probably just check it back in with you guys so you guys can know. But it was a lot of fun, too. Like I liked the show a lot. It was fun. I played the manager of the restaurant, so that was fun in itself. So I really, it's another different layer. And, I did something a little shorter. I guess it's like a little bit to the shoulder for that show.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Maybe I'll tweak it and do a little bob action.
All right. So we're waiting to see that. What do you look for in a personal hairstylist?
That's a great question.
I know when you go on, films and television shows, for the most part, you're just dealing with whoever's there, unless you're, bringing somebody with you. But so you don't really have that much of a say. But on your own time, when you're going to get your hair done, what do you look for in a personal stylist?
That's a great question. What I look for in a personal stylist is versatility, as you can see. They have to know how to color. They have to know how to handle the upkeep of a weave. They have to know how to handle cuts, because I may wake up and want to cut it off and make it shorter or whatever. I need someone who has a lot of skill, and I've been lucky in finding those people. I love my hair. Shout out to Havana in Pasadena. I've been doing my hair for many years. Shout out to DeAndre, who's been doing my hair recently. But those people have, a complete skill set. They know how to do cuts. They know how to do color. They know how to handle a long weave. They know how to do like a short pixie. They know how to do a bob. You know what I mean? So I need somebody who's really just smart and knows how to do all those things.
And somebody asked a question in the chat room about makeup. It's kind of similar. What are you looking for?
Tanisha was wondering what you were looking for. When you're working with makeup artists, do you have any specific directions that you always give them? Or do you have any pet peeves that you have developed through the years of coming in contact with so many makeup artists?
I think a lot of people will say the same pet peeve, but my pet peeve is touching me like you're scared. When somebody approaches my face and it's like I can barely feel them, like, applying, you know, foundation because they're just that timid, you know. Nine times out of ten is going to be bad. I don't know if they're nervous or whatever, you know, and just go in, go strong, and if I like it, I'm going to tell you. If I don't, I'm going to tell you, but go strong. This is what I'm always talking about, you know, go full, be proud of your work. Just go in and just do it. Do me. Make me feel like you got it. And if I look in the mirror and if I don't like something, then we can, you know, we can fix it. But don't be afraid to go in and
do your
vision.
That is really, I'm glad you said that. I'm really glad that you said that because first of all, I wasn't expecting you to say it, but I'm glad that you said that because I think that's important for makeup artists to know. You know, sometimes people may be a little nervous when they're working with celebrities because I think they know and they realize that a lot of celebrities, especially when it's a celebrity that's not new to the game, you know, they know that they've been exposed to other makeup artists or hairstylists, and they've been exposed to some good ones as well. So I think some of them may approach a situation where they're a little nervous because they're like, you know, want to make sure that they can do a great job, you know, as good as, you know, what you've had before. And so they may be a little nervous about that, but I think that's good that you said that, though, you know, just to come and not touch you like you're scared.
Yeah,
you know,
just
and
be proud.
Right.
This is my philosophy about a lot of things, people. Be proud of yourself and your work and your artistry, if it's singing and dancing or makeup or hair. Be a proud person and stand up for what you've studied for. And, you know, you cannot come. I'm not the only person that I know that's in this business that feels that way. Do not come and touch us like you are paranoid. You have to come in and you got to, like, you know, take a breath before you start. Take a breath before you start and just be like, let's go. You know, like we're sitting in your kitchen. You know what I mean? And just do it. And then I'll tell you, no, I don't like this or I don't like that. And I'm one that's really vocal. You know, before we start, I'll ask you, what are you using? You know, what type of products are you using? So I can let you know if that usually works good on me or not. And then we can just go right into it. But I definitely don't want you to be like, feeling like it's an ant on me. Like that's the worst. That's the worst.
Well, let me say this. What about those makeup artists who have a light touch in general? Because, you know, people like that, you know. Sometimes you don't want people who are heavy-handed and who tend to lay their hand on your head.
Right, yeah, and I don't like that either. See, there is a difference.
That
you're right, because there's a difference. There's a person who will, I've had that, and I had to be like, please get your hand off my head. I've had that happen, because I'm like, I don't want all your weight, because you're trying to balance by holding the top of my head. That's not cute. That's not good. But what I mean is not being heavy-handed, but I'm sure people understand what I mean. There's a person that you feel like it's a feather touching you and it's supposed to be applying something to you.
Right.
Like it feels like a feather. And then there's a person who's got a light touch and doing their job. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference. There's a difference. But definitely the person who's like, got the elbow on your scalp and all that, you don't want that, you know, you don't want that either. But y'all know that. Talk about why you laughing. You see the people be balancing and stuff. It's like, okay, I don't want to have to hold my neck all stiff because you can't, you know.
But then also, you know, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to get off this subject, but you know, I feel like you would be one if someone was being real timid or even if someone was being really heavy-handed. I feel like you would be a person who would say something about it, but you would do it in a nice way.
I'm going to make a joke.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a joke. I'm going to be like, oh, okay. I might say something like, you know, I ain't have my Wheaties today. My neck hurts. You know, I might say something.
Right.
I'm not going to try to make anyone feel, I really never try to make anyone feel bad. And I will say this, the only reason to make somebody feel bad is if they've done something personal to you that has nothing to do with the makeup. You know what I'm saying? If they've done something disrespectful to to you as an individual, as opposed to just maybe just not doing the makeup the way you like. That's not fair. You know, they're just doing the makeup, you know. So you, I mean, and they may or may not know you, you know. And most of the times there's somebody that, you know, I don't know. And there's those occasions where I've been able to bring in my own makeup person, so that's always great. But, yeah, a lot of the times there is people that I just don't know, and you just have to be flexible. Be flexible, but also be honest. You know, go come in and help them make you look great, and that's my whole philosophy. Okay, we're going to talk about this. And then you're going to make me look great. You know, I'm not going to make you feel like you can't make me look great or make you so nervous that you can't make me go out and do whatever it is, a TV show or the movie or, you know, red carpet and not feel like I look good.
Right.
We're in it together. We are really in it together.
What is one of your favorite makeup looks?
I don't know. I mean, I've had so many different looks, so I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. It really does depend on what I'm wearing and all of those things, you know. I don't know. I don't have one particular makeup look that I like, but, you know, like I said, some mascara got to be somewhere. But I'm not, like, one look is not, I'm cool with different looks. I like sometimes when I have a lot of eye makeup on, if it fits the outfit. Like sometimes when I don't have much on at all except for a lash, you know, it just depends.
Speaking of lashes, someone in the chat room is asking, do you prefer singles, individuals, or strips?
I am a strip girl.
Gotcha.
I can do my own strip too, so I like a strip. I like to be able to throw that strip on, and it's going to stay all throughout the day. We may just need to maybe touch a corner or two up if it's a long shoot. I like a strip. I don't like the individuals because they will fall off, and then it's like we got to reapply. And I think they look great. So, you know, photo shoots or something like that, that's not going to be all day, they look great. But, you know, most of the time when I'm working, it's a strip because it's going to last and stay in place.
And then Santara in the chat room is saying that one of her favorite looks on you is when you are in a jewel tone with a smoky eye and nude lips.
I like that too. I like a lot of jewel tones. I like a lot of color on the eye. I mean, I have a lot of makeup artists say it's kind of like a Chinese girl's eye, so it can carry a lot of color. So, you know, sometimes I do like to do that and play around and do a nude lip, you know. And, well, thank you for the compliment. But I like to have fun and play it up and do different stuff.
I think, you know, for me, I think I've seen a lot of looks on you and that I really, really like. But I think sometimes when I see you in less makeup, it looks really pretty to me. You're in less makeup. But,
yeah,
I mean, like I said,
I mean, everybody has a preference, but I mean, lately, I've been, I think it can be considered also laziness, but lately, I have even on red carpets done more of a simpler makeup look. Even for Soul Train red carpet, it was a definite simpler makeup look. I have this amazing red dress on, which I felt spoke volumes, and it's cut on the side that was made specifically for me.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So I was like, the dress is saying a lot. So
yes, it is.
So we kept the makeup really soft and simple. So I think, you know, on the 25th, people will look at that, and, yeah, it's definitely a very pared-down, nice but simple makeup look.
All right, so to everybody who's listening, when y'all see the Soul Train Awards, I want y'all to go on the Beauty Talk Facebook page and comment about Elisa's look. The dress, the hair, the makeup. Please do. We want to come back.
I'm sure you'll get some comments on that dress.
Yeah,
but,
we
want to
discuss that.
I liked it out. I mean, my hair was really nice and curled, and the makeup was really kind of soft, and she did some very nudes, and I think she sparkled a little bit of a gold tone in there on the eye, and it was just really soft and real youthful. I liked it.
And then this is kind of not about makeup, but somebody did ask in the chat room, who is your ideal, I think they said ideal TV husband? Let me just, yeah. Who is your ideal movie / TV husband?
Not somebody I already work with, but what would be idea?
Your ideal TV husband.
Hmm. Let me think. You know, I've never worked with Idris. I mean, he's kind of hot to me, so you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe Idris.
That sounds nice.
I think that would be nice.
Yeah, that would be fun. I've never worked with him, so that would be fun. And it would have to be so he could do his real voice.
Right.
I need to hear that accent.
What? You
but
know
that's
what,
not all the time anyway.
Into that a lot.
I need to hear the accent. I mean, what you say? Slip into it. That's how he talks.
No. I'm saying like a lot of the good things that I've worked with him on, like he
uh-huh.
might be doing a southern accent, and I'm
uh-huh.
telling you, before the show is over, he's going to slip into his
into the oh okay.
Yes.
So that's why we need
yes.
to start with that. Then got it. Like
right.
I said,
exactly.
Keep it with the British accent the whole way.
Wait a minute, this is funny to me. I just have to tell you this. Somebody in the chat room is saying I was very jealous she got to put her lips on Flex Alexander back in the day. That's my TV boo.
Flex Alexander?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did I do something with Flex Alexander?
You don't
yeah,
even
you
remember.
You did with
maybe
with Kyla
Pratt.
Are they
making me? Are they mixing me up with something? They must be mixing me up with someone.
Oh, you know what? They are. Because you didn't do that show. That was Tashina Arnold.
I don't even know. What show are we talking about? I'm sorry.
I forget the name of it. Kyla Pratt was his daughter.
I don't even know. I
oh,
know
God.
Flex, I mean, but I don't know the show. I don't even know. It wasn't me, so just tell them. Who did you say that? It wasn't me. It was not me. I know Flex Alexander from
no,
New York.
They're thinking of Tamara Jones.
Tamala. Okay.
Oh,
Tamala,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't me. I was going to say, Flex, I didn't work with Flex. No, I don't remember. I remember who I work with. Like, I'm like, I never worked with Flex.
Well, you know, somebody on Facebook is saying to me, now you have your collection of weave hair, and
mm-hmm.
you did mention that you want to do skincare. But
mm-hmm.
someone also, Viola is saying that she says she's just throwing it out there, but you should launch lashes as well. Since you love, you know, you love your lashes, you should
launch
a line of lashes.
I would love to. That we could include that when that time comes. I would love to. You know, it's something that I think in the next year I'm going to do a lot more of branding. You know, it's fun for me. And as I can see, you know, this is not the first time. You know, people really are interested in that side of me, you know, what I do
mm-hmm.
for working out, what I do for skincare, what I do for all of those things and keeping healthy. So I definitely think that that's a niche there for me. So you will see me definitely diversifying and coming out with more product and branding even more things for with my name on it. Happily so.
I think you and Gabrielle Union have the best skin.
Oh, thank you.
From
Gabby's got good skin. She's got good skin. But she likes to work out a lot too. Hint.
She drinks a lot of water too.
Right. Now I have two things. The first is a correction. Tanisha is correcting herself. She didn't mean to say Flex Alexander, but she meant to say Dwayne Martin.
Okay.
And that was all of us.
That was
so
all
that
of
was
us.
All.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And then my next thing I was going to ask you before my sister mentioned Gabrielle and you and your skin, I was going to ask you if you could just share a few things that we could do as makeup artists, especially, I know some makeup artists, they may not work longer than, like, I don't know, you know, a four-hour day or eight-hour day. But for those of us who are really putting in long, long hours, like, you know, 18 hours a day, things like that, so that we have no excuse, because I know, you know, when you work like that and you don't have more than, like, a 10-hour turnaround before you have to go back to work the next day, it's hard to work out. And I know you, Elise, from working with you from time to time, I know you get your workout in every day no matter what. So can you share with us some things that you do or try to do or just some suggestions you may have for us on what we can do just to sneak a little workout in? Now, keep in mind, let's say we're going into, well, just answer the question, because I was going to put something else out there and I thought, okay, she's going to have something. She's gonna come back at me on that one. So let me
just
shut up.
Anything you say, it's gonna be a comeback to it, especially regarding working out.
I know.
I'm the type of person that if I've got a 6 a.m. call and I'm trying to keep in shape that week, I'm gonna wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm gonna hit the gym before I go to work. Everybody's quiet.
Everyone's quiet because the makeup department we go in. Earlier than everybody else.
You're absolutely right.
When we wrap, we don't necessarily get our stuff and go home. We sometimes prep for the next day, so we don't have that extra time.
But you know what? I'm not even going to use that as an excuse, because I did it. When I started training with my trainer last year, I was up at like 5 o'clock. I was in the gym at 5:30, and then I would come home and I would get ready for like, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock call. So I can't really use that as an excuse.
I mean, let me just say this, I'll completely say this, and I mean this with sincerity. It's not easy trying to do the job that we have when we are working. Like, we are afforded the times when we're not. You know, most people have a job and it's every day, you know, almost 365 days except for weekends, whatever. We are lucky in the fact that sometimes we don't have, you know, it's not sometimes every day all year long, you know. But when you are on a set and you're trying to be healthy and work out, sometimes you do just have to wake up really early to make that happen. And that's not easy for anybody. That's not easy for your department. It's not easy on my side, because then I have lines and have to look like I'm not tired all day. But, you know, and I'm the type of person that I'm a firm believer of workout tapes. So even if you say for instance, you do have that 5 a.m. call, so you get everybody ready, and then you guys still have that lull where, you know, everybody else is on set, and if they're not calling you to be on set every second, you could bring the workout tape. You know, I'm a believer of a workout tape. And then when I am in the position that I know I have to bring workout tapes, I bring different ones. Like, I'll bring a cardio workout tape. I'm a Jeanette Jenkins. I love her tapes. Then I'll bring also, like, you know, a Pilates tape or a yoga tape. Like, I'll mix it up. If I know I'm going to have to just be working out with tapes, I'll bring different ones.
And you mean you're
and again, everybody's quiet.
you're taking those tapes to set with
to
you, so that like on your trailer or whatnot.
Okay. And a DVD machine. They're everywhere. Yeah, a little small DVD machine.
So what about like at home? What if there was something that I wanted to do, let's say for 15 minutes? 30 minutes before I left home? Like, what could I do in my home?
Okay, if you are at home and it's not, I mean, I guess we're talking like a home. If it's in your home, I think you should have a little small workout part, little workout thing put to the side, a little small area where you can work out in. With I have 5-pound weights, I have 10-pound weights that I keep with in my house. Like, all the time. There's always some weight somewhere. So with that, and a jump rope. So say if you had 15 minutes before you had to take your shower and get ready to go to set, I would take 10 of those minutes and do a jump rope. And then I would take five of those minutes and do some squat thrusts. Do we know what squat thrusts
mm-hmm.
are? If they don't, I'll explain it. It's when you go down almost like I'm doing it. That's the best way for me to describe it. You go down and you put your feet behind you, so your body's kind of straight out, and you're on your palms, and then you jump both feet down, and then you jump straight up in the air. So it's
okay.
Down, put your legs back, put your feet together, and jump in the air. What was that?
Okay. I've heard them called another name. I can't think of the name right now, but, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Squat thrust. So, but then mix it up. So then the next 15 minutes, do 10 minutes of squat thrust and then 5 minutes on the jump rope and then go back and forth. Or then say if it's Wednesday, then just pick up the weights and do,
mm-hmm.
you know, a weight, some arm flexes with the 5-pound weight. Or arm
uh-huh.
circles with the 5-pound weights, and then rotate in the opposite direction, and do that for like 10 minutes, and then do the jump rope. Like, but it's all about getting your body moving, but also mixing it up, because your body can be easily just get you know, used to the moves.
Right.
No,
that's good advice. I think that jump rope is key, because you can touch that.
A jump rope is key. Yeah, when you really are on the go, a jump rope, DVDs are small these days, too. They're not big and cumbersome. You can get a small portable DVD, and you can do, you know, miracles with that.
Or you have your laptop.
Or you have a laptop, right, your iPad, everything.
Yep. So it's no excuse.
No excuses.
I'm saying this for my sister's benefit, so it's no excuse.
All right. I hear you. All right, she's got all her jokes in when it comes to the working out. It's cool. But anyway.
Marinate on it. Keep moving.
Yeah, there you go. I will be taking some of your advice. Just know that.
But before we let you go, Ish, we have one last question in the chat room. And JK is wondering, what is your upcoming movie, 1982 and First Impression? What are they all about?
Okay, well, 1980, First Impression, I don't know, but I just did it, so we're not going to go into it, because I don't know. We just did it, and, you know, I'm not one to really talk on something that I haven't seen or seen what was kept and blah, blah, blah. You know, we don't talk on.
Right.
But with 1982, I think this movie is going to be really good. I've known Hill Harper for many, many years, but I never worked with Hill. And to see him have an opportunity to completely be a lead in a movie was really fun, you know. And basically 1982 is about that date and time in 82 where a lot of families were having problems because drugs and crack and everything like that were becoming so prominent. And mm-hmm. it's a story about two kids who grew up together, and one took one path and the other one took one path that was more so drugs and being on the streets, and the other one took a path of trying to have a family and have stability, and someone in that family becomes drug addicted. And, you know, what do you do when you're trying to keep your family together and someone is addicted to crack? And so it's a really cool indie that I think is going to be really great, you know. So it was a lot of fun. It was basically Hill, myself, Sharon Lill. I think Lala is also in that, Bokeem Woodbine. So it was a fun indie. We shot it in Philadelphia, and the director is from Philadelphia. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And Wayne Brady, right?
Yes, and Wayne Brady. I never saw him on set, so that's why his name didn't come to my attention right away. But, yeah, and Wayne Brady.
And I'm working with Sharon Leo right now, and she told me to tell you hello.
What's up, Sharon? We had fun. She's very sweet.
Yes.
Aww.
Who are some of your, this is just kind of off the record, but who are some of your favorite actresses?
My just favorite actresses in general?
Mm-hmm.
So many people I like so much. And I think I watch the actresses more than even the guys. But I just love Angela Bassett.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably be like an all-time. I love Viola Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Sandra. I'm trying to think of who else. Like, I mean, if I'm just trying to think of, like, I'm trying to just give, like, a top three. Those would be top three.
Top three, okay.
You said Sandra
Bullock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love her.
I didn't say her last name, my bad. You know, but, yeah, those would be, like, my top three. Angela,
okay.
Viola Davis, Sandra Bullock. And I say Sandra because I definitely am a girl who likes comedy, and I just love her spin on comedy, but also her spin on drama. So that's why she gets a nod from me.
Yeah, exactly. I like her too.
I love
her.
What's
your dream gig?
Well, it's a couple. When we start rolling on Timeless, the film that I wrote, that will be a dream gig for me because, number one, it's something that I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it's something that encompasses everything that is me. It's this movie is about dance,
mm-hmm.
and this movie is about my group and being on stage. This movie is about finding love and finding someone who can deal with a person who has goals of being in this business. So that movie will be a lot of me in that film. So that'll be great. And
so
then
will we see the good and the bad?
The good and the bad of which? Of performing or the good and bad of relationships? Which part? But the answer is pretty much yes.
I guess anything about, since this movie is pretty much about, well, I'm not going to say about you, but
it's not a biography or anything like that.
Right, but I mean, a lot of things that are you
mm-hmm.
are going to be in this movie. Will we see, like, the good sides of, I'm sure we're going to see all the good sides, but will we see some of the bad sides of, because you are a part of the entertainment business, so I guess what I'm asking, will we see some of the negative sides of entertainment?
Well, because the movie itself is not about the entertainment business. The movie is about a woman's journey. And to answer the question is, this particular woman's journey, yes, there's a side of trying to do in a relationship, and she wants to keep going and have a career. So, yeah, you see that. You see this woman go through a journey of a family member who doesn't have talent, who, you know, is jealous and then does some horrible things because of that. You see a lot of things, but it's not about the entertainment business.
Right. I knew that, but I just meant I knew, you know, as far as her career.
I'm trying not to give away too much, but, you know, basically the movie is the woman runs a dance school, and it's about her trying to keep her relationship together, and she also has, you know, a sister who's jealous, and there's problems that come. It shows definite problems, if that answers the question, yes.
Yeah,
because there's problems when you're trying to be in a relationship and you still have desires to be a star. And there's problems when there's people in your family who don't have those talents that you have and never had them, and they're jealous of it and what they could possibly do to try to destroy your chances. So it does have a lot of different you know, ebbs and flows to this film. Plus, you're going to get the music and dance performances and everything else.
Right. Now, do you know, or if you do know, can you share where the movie will be filmed?
Oh, now that part is easy. I'm filming the movie in Memphis, Tennessee. Cool. I want this movie to be done in Memphis. It's of course, near and dear to me and near to dear to who I am. And, you know, I'm a big advocate of Memphis and where I'm from. And shout out to the Grizzlies, who's got the best record in the league. That's the basketball team. That's the best record in the league right now. And, you know, and, you know, I do a lot of work for the last 2 years with St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm definitely a celebrity ambassador that goes out and for the last 2 years tries to bring more African-Americans in the fold of being ambassadors for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And I'm very proud of the work that I've been able to do with the hospital for over the last 2 years. And they... I mean, without even any of them will tell you that they absolutely love me, but it's because I really do love what they do, and I'm always pitching ideas and bringing different celebrities in. I brought Roland Martin and his wife into the fold at St. Jude's, and, you know, they love being a part of it, and I just think more African Americans need to be clear on what this man, Danny Thomas, who's started St. Jude's back in the 60s, had the dream in the 50s, and started St. Jude's Hospital, wanted to build this hospital since the 60s when there was no equality in the world. And his vision was having a hospital that had all races and everybody could be treated and taken care of without a dime. And it wasn't about, oh, just my people, because he's Lebanese, but it was about all races and how an African-American person did the first blueprint for St. Jude's Hospital, and how St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital is one of the main people who do innovations for sickle cell disease. And so it's something that I feel passionate that a lot more African-Americans need to get behind. And I think what happens when they see a lot of the commercials and, you know, they think, you know, this isn't for us, this isn't a hospital or a charity that is for us, but yes, it is. It's all about equality. It's all about everyone being treated, and it's all about no child being left behind. It's about a man who is Lebanese who there's a painting in the St. Jude's, in the prayer room in St. Jude's, that has a figure that looks like it could be a Jesus, but then around that figure is about 10 different children, and is of every single race, and that's been in the hospital for years. And that's one of the things why I'm so passionate about the hospital, not because, oh, it's a great hospital and they do like cute charities and they have, you know, balls and all of that. No, this charity is just amazing, the work they've been able to do, the amount of money it takes to get that hospital up and going every single day, and what they do in taking care of children and of being so successful at it for so many years. I'm very proud to say that they call me and ask me questions about things all the time. So,
Very good. See, that's something I didn't know about you.
Oh, see, I'm definitely a St. Jude's ambassador. You know, it really is a great feeling to know that, you know, 2 years ago, they actually reached out to me and knew I was a celebrity that was from Memphis, and I got an official letter in the mail from St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital asking me to come aboard and be down with them, and while they were on a new journey trying to get more African Americans, and it's just been something that's just so close and dear to my heart, and it just gives me such joy to go and help in anything that I can do. And when I bring other celebrities to the hospital, last one, like for the radiothon they had about a month ago, I brought Lance Gross there. And needless to say, all the women in the hospital were like, oh my God, thank you so much. But, you know, just to see Lance be like, wow, okay, now I get it. Now I want to be involved more. And what can I do to to be even a more beacon of hope for the hospital. And I think that's the thing. I think it's just something that a lot of African Americans just aren't aware of, that what all the work that they do for us.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Our last question.
Yes.
That we always ask our guests, and you pretty much talked a lot about it, sort of, I believe, in your answers, but I'll let you answer it in your own way, and that is, what is beauty to you?
Yeah, I do. Beauty to me is the beauty that you put out to the world. And whatever that is, you just got to own it. Whatever you are, whoever you are, be your best self. Put your best look, your best features forward. Understand your body, understand your face, understand what you give and what you bring, and work it. Work it to the fullest.
All right. Don't be surprised if you see some of the things that you said tonight on Twitter.
Okay, that'll be fine with me.
I've been quoting you.
Fine with me.
Thank you so much.
I was just going to say ditto. Thank you guys for having me. It's been a while that I've been wanting to do this, so I'm glad we were finally able to do it.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that. You shared a lot of information. And who knew you were such a girly girl, all the makeup and the
I am.
The skin.
And I will, you know what? I am such a girly girl. Oh, gosh.
And I knew that.
I am such a girly girl. So nothing tomboyish about me, except that I could probably kick somebody's butt because I work out.
Right.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. And I'm getting comments from on here on Law Talk and on Facebook that you've been a great guest. So thank you so much, Judy.
No problem. Bye, guys. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
All right,
have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you to everybody who tuned in tonight. We really appreciate your comments in the chat room. I know the American Music Awards are on, and everybody's looking at television, but I'm glad you guys were in the chat room supporting the show, so I appreciate that very much. I don't know what the problem was in the chat room. Some people weren't able to get on, but hopefully Blog Talk will work that out. But again, thank you guys for joining us and participating in tonight's show. Tell a friend. Join us next week. And I believe next week's guest is KJ Bennett. So make sure you tune in and check us out. Mark the show as a favorite if you enjoyed it tonight. And again, tell everybody about it. And we will chat with you again next Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a good night.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter this week for our giveaways and contests and our Black Friday discounts.
Yep. Have a good night.
Good night.